Hello and welcome to Two Booked Up. I'm Shelley Tonkin-Smith, here with my podcast co-host and biz bestie, Rowena Mabbott. And today we are marking 2 years of the Two Booked Up podcast and launching season 4. So hello, Rowena.
Hi, Shelley. I am so excited that we've made it to season 4 and that we've been podcasting together for 2 whole years. So to mark this very auspicious milestone, we're going to be chatting about what we've learned and sharing some insights and reflections from 2 years of podcasting.
Yeah, today we want to take you behind the scenes of the last year here at Two Booked Up. Maybe some of these insights will help you if you plan to start a podcast of your own. But even if you're not, more importantly, as we now say in our intro, you are an honorary member of our book club. And so we really want to share the journey with you, the ups and the downs, and celebrate this milestone with you.
Yes, so if it's safe to do so, make yourself a cup of something celebratory to drink, even a cup of tea will do, and join us as we reflect on 2 years of Two Booked Up. Welcome to Two Booked Up. I'm Rowena Mabbott.
And I'm Shelley Tonkin-Smith. We're two well-read best friends.
And now you are an honorary member of our book club. We're going to fast forward you to the mind-blown and mic-drop parts of those business and personal development books that are probably on your must-read list.
Because as busy, multi-passionate, working parents, we know how hard it is to find time to read. But we also know how much you love learning, growing, and making a difference in the world.
So treat yourself to a bit of bookish conversation, whether you've read the book or not.
With your two friends on Two Booked Up.
Two Booked Up is officially 2 years old. Happy birthday! So let's talk about this last year. And you know, I always like starting with the positives. So Shelley, I have a question for you. What have you loved about the last year of the Two Booked Up podcast?
So one of my favorite parts is collaborating on a project like this, which is so fun, with a like-minded, like-hearted biz bestie as you, Rowena. It's just so fun for me as a solopreneur to be able to have this like teamwork kind of vibe and working together with someone. Sometimes it can feel a little bit isolated being a solopreneur. And so this is so fun to collaborate on a project like this with you. For me as well, I think what I've loved about this last year particularly is the way we've evolved, how we talk about books, and we've played around with the structure of our episodes, with the format. And we're now focusing on one episode per book. Yes, where we're giving each book one episode. And so we can really like dive deep into that book, but at the same time, we can have the space to focus on many different books as well. But I'm really enjoying taking that one episode, focusing on one book, and zeroing in just to the parts that really stood out for us, like really book club style. I'm thinking like The Power of Regret by Daniel Pink comes to mind here, where you've got quite deep subject matter, but then zeroing in on just the bits that I love and just the best parts, I find that that deep subject matter really comes alive in discussion. And so I've been really enjoying that new format over this last year. And how about you, Ro? What have you loved about this last year at Two Booked Up? And perhaps what have been some of your highlights of season 3 and the last year?
Yes. Well, like you, I've loved the collaboration aspect because, like you, I'm also a solo operator. And so having an opportunity to work on a joint project is super fun. And getting to do it with you, Shelley, is an absolute bonus. So the other thing I've loved, though, is talking about the books and then taking the conversation further. And I loved our new approach, especially how we've been sharing how we've implemented ideas from the book we've read, or how a book has sparked our curiosity and other ideas. I think we've really finessed our approach, and I'm hoping that it's as fun for our audience as it is for us. Some of the other things that I've really enjoyed in this season are our interviews, specifically interviewing Mel Daniels about the power of content. That was in episode 47. and interviewing each other about books. You interviewed me for Feel Good Productivity back in episode 45, and then we swapped. And in episode 48, I got the interviewer's hat on and you were in the hot seat, and I interviewed you about Start With Why. And I really enjoyed that different approach. I learned a lot both as interviewer and interviewee. And I thought that was quite a different way of us tackling our discussion about a book and really drawing out the insights that one of us had had and helping teach the other one or share those insights with the other host.
I enjoyed it too. The other interview that you didn't mention that also was a highlight for me was when I interviewed you about your book, Avoiding the Friend Zone. Yes. Remember that? All the way in episode 36 now.
It was December, I think, wasn't it? December.
Yes, yeah. Was it?
Such a long time ago now.
I'm sure it must have been because that's when you published. So mm-hmm. That was really fun. You know, we're all about reading books here at Two Booked Up, but it was so cool to go behind the scenes with you about what was the process you went through to write a book. And yes, just all the research and process and discipline and but also the fun bits of what goes into writing, in your case, a fiction novel. And, you know, we generally talk about business and personal development books here, but I thought that was such a fun discussion about your writing process. So yeah, if you are looking for a fiction read, go and have a look at Rowena's book, Avoiding the Friend Zone. It's available on Amazon. And you've also got a free book called The Criteria List, also on Amazon, right? Or otherwise, rowenamabbott.com. You can go and find all of the information about Rowena's books. I also enjoyed the interview styles of asking questions and learning, and especially from a book that I hadn't read before. It was really fun to have you do the reading, and then I think it deepens it for you. Having read the book, I then have questions, there's gaps and things that you can explain.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that was a good thing about our interview with Mel Daniels in episode 47 as well, because Mel also wrote her book, and so we got to have the insights about her process of writing a book where it was a nonfiction book written specifically to support her business. And I think when you've just talked about the insights we gained from episode 36, when you interviewed me, it was nice to have the insights from Mel about how she approached her process for writing, knowing that her book was to support her business, which is quite different from writing a fiction book.
Yes, there's a different strategy behind it. And I loved all that behind the scenes. It was really fun hearing Mel's strategy of being a business owner and using a book as a marketing and customer journey kind of stepping stone on the customer journey. And in that way, I've really enjoyed this last year of the taking the conversation further. I think you mentioned that. For me, I love like talking about our bookish traditions episode of bringing books into the culture of your family and like the life of your family. So that was in episode 37, where we talked about our Christmas bookish traditions and how we incorporate books into family life.
And it's also very close to your heart, isn't it? It's something that you care deeply about. So
with my kiddos, getting them to read and getting them to just enjoy reading. They do say, Mom, one day you're going to have to buy a library bus. It's my big dream to be the library bus lady.
And will you travel up and down all over the continent of Africa with your library bus, or will you stick to just maybe your own country?
Look, I think if my sons are coming with me, we'll have to keep it pretty local. My oldest son particularly is not a great traveler, but I fancy that. I really think a round trip around South Africa spreading the love of reading sounds about the most brilliant adventure ever. I've just come up with an idea for my vision board there, Ro.
Nice. Well, we like to cover things. This is where we take the conversation further, people. We start with books, and now we're talking about vision boards and life goals. Absolutely. We've got it all in this podcast.
But Ro, with that, and I chuckle because we've had a few bloopers, we've had a few things where we're like, oh my goodness, let's just completely retake that. And there's some behind the scenes things. So there's been some challenges that go into creating a podcast like this. And there's also some of these, oh no, moments and just challenges where we're asked to be stretched. So let's dish the dirt on some of the challenges that we've experienced, particularly in this last year of bringing Two Booked Up to our listeners' ears.
Ah, yes. I think there have been some challenges. We've done a much better job in this second year, though, I have to say, than in the first year. We learnt a lot. And what they say is standing on the shoulders of giants. We stood on our own shoulders and we've improved on our improvements. So I think time zone still comes up. It would be remiss not to mention that. If you are new to listening and this is your first episode, I am in Sydney, Australia, and Shelley is in Johannesburg in South Africa. They are two completely different continents and very different time zones. Sometimes it's 9, sometimes 8. Is it ever 8 hours, Shelley?
Yeah, 8 to 9. Yeah,
8 to 9 hours. Yeah. So it's tricky because we both have demands during our daytime. And so we have different energy levels due to other demands and the time zone. We also have other demands on our time, which can then impact our ability to record. So paid work, our families need us. Plus, I've been writing my novel and Shelley's been growing her business. So there's been a lot of things that we have to juggle before we can even get a time in the diary in order to record. And there is a very small window that is suitable with my time and with Shelley's time.
When literally we're both awake and we've tried a few 7 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock in the morning my time. And on your note of energy levels, I can't quite bring the energy at 7 a.m. I'm just not that kind of morning person.
And I think at one point we might have even tried me recording at like 6 in the morning and you doing it at 9 at night.
Did we do that? And yes.
And that was not good. We were like, I was like, don't turn the camera on, Shelley. I don't want to have to put my makeup on.
So we've had to improvise, but I think
we've learned a lot.
I was thinking about it yesterday, and I think we've actually settled on a Tuesday morning for me, Tuesday evening for you. Yeah, but it's definitely a challenge doing a transcontinental podcast.
Yes. I think the other thing that's probably been a challenge for us, and I think we've improved a lot, it's been a really fantastic learning process for us, is also balancing the preparation beforehand. So how much work we put into preparing every episode versus how much we leave to the editing afterwards. And now this is tricky because a lot of the prep I might do and then Shelley will check it. And then the editing, I'm very happy to announce that Shelley does all our editing. She's a genius. But it's also not just about how do we balance that in terms of our own time, but it's also about how is this valuable for you as the audience and how is it practical for both of us. So we've got a bit of a juggle around that as well. And we've tweaked and adjusted and tried different approaches. And I think we're almost getting to a point now that it's a pretty happy medium. But what about for you, Shelley? What else has challenged you, do you think?
Yeah, look, I definitely agree on the time juggling as always, but I think we've kind of named what matters and this podcast matters to each of us. And so we work within those windows of our time zones. For me, on the sort of editing and tech side of things, look, the world of podcasting is constantly changing. I find live recording, like when we were interviewing Mel, it's just so fun to actually do the interview, but I was just, you know, there's always that stress of like, I don't want all of this to get recorded into nowhere. And then now we don't have any recording. So that's always stressful. So if you are just, by the way, trying to plan a podcast, just know that is stressful. And I'm constantly reviewing, okay, do we still need this tool? Do we still need that tool? There's been different acquisitions in the podcast world and just, figuring out that tech stack. It's never really a one and done thing. But for me, I think the challenges have been in terms of the big picture things. And as our podcast has matured, it's for me getting the word out about the podcast. And sometimes I've found myself really stressed about marketing the podcast. That really involves being quite clear about who the podcast is for and how it serves those people. And at times, I've felt a little unclear and panicked about that. Also, in the big scheme of things, integrating Two Booked Up, our joint venture, into our respective brands and businesses. But also, Ro, just still keeping that just for fun vibe about Two Booked Up, because that really is the heart of this show, is that it's just two friends chatting about books and asking people to come join in the conversation and just developed and learned from these great ideas. So these have been challenges. We've been asked to step up and I think we have risen to the challenges. I think for me, clarifying this idea of our people that like us, they're also busy working parents who actually love reading books. they love learning and growing and getting all that information from books. But honestly, if they were to admit it, they don't have the time to read all the books that they want to. And so the invitation that we're offering here on Two Booked Up is to join us for the bookish conversation, whether you've read that book or not. Just come in, let's chat about it. There's so much conversation. There's so many ideas that you can benefit from in this podcast and inside of that beautifully busy, full life that I believe each of the people are leading that are listening to our podcast.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that when we refined that perhaps within this last year, I think that that has helped us then get clearer about how we provide value for our listeners. And hopefully, listeners, that makes sense to you because we've tried now in our episodes of this past year, particularly in season 3, to fast forward to the best parts of the books. So we say it in our introduction, we're taking you to the mind blown, the mic drop moments, because our idea is that if we can make it easier for you to pull out the key ideas from one of the books that you've wanted to listen to, then we're providing more value to you for listening. It also makes it easier for us to prepare because they're the things that really stuck with us. They're the things that after we read the book, maybe months later, there's that idea or a concept that has still been buzzing around in our head. And we know that if it's worked for us, it would probably be the same thing for you. Well, let's talk about what's gone well since this time last year. And how would you say, Shelley, we've learned and improved?
Yeah, so for me, the post-production process, it's the editing side on my side of things. But then Rowena also takes the promotional content and gets it up on social media and creates the Canva artworks. So Ro, that is starting to feel like a well-oiled machine. And I must say a special shout out to the tool Descript. And I'm going to put a link to Descript. If you are starting a podcast, you have to use Descript to edit. You edit the text in the transcript rather than editing an audio pattern. But Descript's also been very good, I must say, at picking up our South African and Australian accents. The transcription is really getting very accurate now. They've got some great AI tools in Descript that are just making editing a lot easier. And I will say it's so easy that my 7-year-old son now is putting up his hand to help me with some of the audio editing.
Now, Shelley, you mentioned about the marketing, and I'm going to throw a little request in there to our audience. If you enjoy our podcast, which we hope you do, please share it with a friend. A simple text message sharing the link to bookedup.com is great, or you can share it directly from the app where you're listening, or you can reshare one of our social posts. We'll leave links to all of that in the show notes. Or if you're feeling very generous and you love listening, please give a 5-star review, even just 5 stars. And if you're feeling very, very loving and you've got a bit of time, please leave a review. It means such a lot to us. And as I believe we've said in our very early episodes, 5-star reviews are podcasters' love languages, and yeah, we would love one of those. Thank you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And to read the reviews and just to get that feedback from people listening out there to know that the words we're saying are impacting people's lives, or if people will send me a text or send us an email. It's just so wonderful to hear from our listeners. But yes, please do share it with your friends. I was reading an article about podcasting and the popularity of podcasting, and also just kind of gave myself a bit of a pat on the back for Two Booked Up, gave both of us a pat on the back, because many podcasts don't get past the 4th episode. I think it's like something like 70% don't get past the 4th episode. So there's a high dropout rate, but also the big way that podcasts grow is by word of mouth. So you can really help us out. We really do love making the show, and we'd love to make this Two Booked Up book club bigger. So we appreciate your help in doing that.
Which brings me beautifully to the next point. Speaking of books and book clubs, we do talk about some pretty cool books, and we uncover some really great insights in our discussions. So Shelley, I'm going to throw it back to you. Of all the books we've read over the past year, which idea stands out most for you?
Okay, cool. All right. So the idea, I think, would be the idea of being indistractable, which happens to be the actual title of the book as well. So we've got an idea and a book here. Yeah, so that is Indistractable by Nir Eyal. That was in episode 41. And really for me, this idea of identifying my distractions, of bringing awareness to my distractions and realizing that those distractions aren't always from my boys or from the outside world, but it's first and foremost from the inside world, my own head, you know. So, but then also dealing with those with compassion and setting up support so that I can work not without distractions, because it's a human thing to get distracted. And so, yeah, that compassion of that book, I really enjoyed, of going, it is a human thing. Be aware of these distractions and then set up support so that you can have a little bit more deep work and focus time. So I loved Indistractable. I loved that idea. And then I've also got to say, Rowena, just like something that I felt so much resonance with is just the idea of running a chill business. Thanks to the idea from Denise Duffield Thomas in her book, Chill and Prosper. So that was in episode 43 that we discussed that, of it's just that you don't have to work so hard in order to earn money, recognition, whatever you want out of your business. It's dropping that kind of, I call it now head girl energy. I was head girl at school. And I sometimes like want to go into that, oh, you've got to work hard. You've got to be always top of the class. But I love Denise's message of, just chill, like find the fun and easy routes to get in what you want. So I think those, of course, you know, I'm going to go with two ideas, but I think those two ideas stand out for me from this season.
Nice. And I think I'm going to segue from that, because you mentioned about fun, and that is probably the key idea for me, which is the question posed in Feel Good Productivity, which we talked about in episode 45, which is how can I make this fun? Because it seems crazy, but it's that question alone has been enough to shift a lot of my thinking and a lot of my action, specifically when I've been doing work for both my coaching business, but also my creative writing and my author work. By bringing in a little bit more fun, it's easier to get the work done. It makes it enjoyable, which of course means I'm more productive, which is pretty much the premise of that whole book. So it's definitely been a key idea that I've enjoyed and benefited from. There's one other one, since you did too, I'm going to sneak in an extra one too. And this is probably more for my life than for my business, which was the idea of small and large adventures from Tranquility by Tuesday, which we talked about in episode 40. I'm still working on it, but it does provide a really lovely different lens for looking at activities and identifying when perhaps I might otherwise have thought, maybe I won't bother. It's a good idea to remember, no, it's worth doing that 30-minute small activity with the kids or by myself, because it helps create memories, and memories make life feel more enjoyable and more full, but not in an overwhelming kind of way, just more meaningful and memorable, which I think is lovely.
Yeah, I love that idea of the big and small adventures and being intentional about it. You know, we often talk about living an intentional life. And I think when you're kind of doing same old every day, you can't remember. You're like, oh, that was just another week that went by. And yeah, bringing in those adventures, that one also stuck with me as well. So those are the ideas. What about your favorite authors, Rowena? Can you pull out a favorite author from this last season?
Oh, I think I might say my favorite author for all of our seasons. I'm going to be a little bit expansive here. I would say for me, it's probably Gretchen Rubin. I would suggest, because we've done two of her books already, and spoiler alert to those who are doing close listening, we will be doing a third book of hers in season 4. Life in Five Senses, which we discussed in episode 42, I read it and I immediately sent Shelley a photo and said to her, this has to be a TBU book. We have to do this. Can you get a copy in South Africa?
And I actually could.
But yeah, I'd say definitely Gretchen Rubin. And Four Tendencies, because we keep referring to it. It was our very first book, our very first episode. We refer to it in just about every single episode. So we had to mention it today, because otherwise I would have broken that particular streak of mentioning that book in every episode. We did revisit it though. It's a fabulous framework.
Yeah.
And we revisited it.
So it counts. It totally counts for the season.
Yeah, that's right. We revisited in episode 49. So it completely counts. And we use it for shorthand for each other, for our families, but we've even used it referencing other books about the ideas in books, whether they would work for obligers or rebels or questioners or upholders. So yeah, I think for me, Gretchen Rubin would have to be my answer on favorite author. So what about you, Shelley? Who would be your favorite author?
Yeah. So, of course, I'm going to agree with you on Gretchen Rubin, but I'm going to bring out another author as a favorite. I really liked Laura Vanderkam's Tranquility by Tuesday, and I like all her other very super practical books.
Yeah, I have to say I like them too.
Yes, they're super, like, if you want the how-to kind of book, it's really lovely. So we discussed Tranquility by Tuesday in episode 40, and you know what I loved about that book in particular, but I think it is her style. She takes this experimental approach to writing, and her books are full of personal stories. So like with Tranquility by Tuesday, she's got these 9 rules. And as a rebel, 4 tendencies now, I think, oh, rules. Oh, that sounds too much in a box. But she takes her 9 rules. And what she did in writing the book is she got people to test them out. And then she heard back from them. And she would then share those personal stories of how real people applied these rules. And I just felt that like what she was teaching there had been battle tested with the busy working parents just like us. And like a book like, I'm going to say it, and like a book like Start With Why, where all the examples are from these like big corporations. So that we discussed in episode 49. There's some great ideas in Start With Why, but I do feel that the rebel in me likes to take a bit of a contrary view. But in doing that, my intent is to make the idea better and more useful, more doable to people who are a little bit more like independently orientated, maybe not working as the CEO of a large corporation, you know, just like going, what does this look like for our friends? Yeah, like the people listening to Two Booked Up. So yeah, I like Laura Vanderkam's approach in that regard.
Nice. And I do think, to your point with about Start With Why, I think, well, you've definitely always been fairly brave, but we've together collectively the two of us have got a little braver about calling out ideas in the books we read that maybe don't quite sit right with us and offering a reframe. But the next question, Shelley, what is your favorite podcast episode from the last year?
You know which one's our favorite? We've talked a lot about books and authors and that kind of thing. So I'm going to say my favorite episode is that guiding word episode. It's now become my favorite one. The guiding word episode is so fun for me to just like talk about, and we always do it in February. That's now become our tradition. Yeah. Because January in the Southern Hemisphere, it's summer, guys. It's like we're just like offline. So we do the episode in February, and I love how sort of just counter that is to New Year's resolutions and just all the like expectations of all of that. And then talk about this guiding word, which sets an intention for the year. So that was in episode 38. And we talk through each of our guiding words and why we've chosen it and how we see that guiding word guiding us in the year. And I think that's a really lovely one. A lot of listeners have commented, oh, I didn't know about this guiding word idea. And then they go on to set a guiding word of their own. So go and have a listen to episode 38. Which was your favorite episode of the season?
Oh, it was very hard. I actually think the Read More in 24 challenge episodes are my favorite because I love to read so much.
I do.
And it's always really fun to catch up on the books that we've both been reading, because that's how this podcast originally started, was because we were meeting up for other things that we were doing together, and we'd, in the middle of a conversation about something else, we'd say, oh, I've just read this great book. And then we'd have a complete digression talking about books. And that's really what sparked the idea for us to do the Two Booked Up podcast. And so those Read More in 24 book challenge episodes feel like almost like coming home. They're like talking about the books that we've read, why we loved them. And they're about how we be more intentional about embracing variety and play in our reading lives. So, oh yeah, I really love those episodes. They're great fun.
Yes, they are great. And you've always got so many great book recommendations. So go have a look at episodes 39 and 46 are those catch-ups on the Read More in 24. If you like want a book list recommendation, Rowena's got you covered there. There are in the show notes all these wonderful book recommendations for fiction and nonfiction, because we, you know, delve into a little bit of fiction as well, of course.
Mm-hmm,
so
of course.
I think that brings us to the next steps for us. Like what's next for season 4? What's next for the next year of podcasting?
Okay. Well, I think the next couple of episodes coming up are very exciting because we're taking the conversation a bit further and we're actually going to have a bit of fun beyond the books. So these episodes are coming up are going to be really helpful for busy people, particularly busy working parents, because wait for it, our next two episodes are on organizing your books. Yes, physical and electronic. It's all about the organization because we believe you can set yourself up to read more if you've got a bit of a system and a plan. Mm-hmm. So the next episode in 2 weeks is an episode all about organizing your own books. And, you know, they always say with decluttering and organizing, start with your own stuff first. So we're taking that rule and we're applying it to our podcast. So the first episode will be all about your own books. And then the following episode, which will be episode 53, we will talk about and tackle the sometimes enormous task of organizing your kids' books. Now, even if you haven't got kids, we do recommend a few really cool ideas in there. And so I think you'll get something out of it, even if you haven't got kids. And then in the longer term, we've got a lineup of fantastic books that we will feature in our regularly scheduled episodes. Just like we have done in season 3, we'll have one episode per book and we've got some juicy ones coming up. So make sure you keep listening to season 4.
Oh, yes. Rowena has a lovely little content calendar that keeps us super organized and the books that we've got lined up. So we're going to keep those books a surprise, except for that one spoiler, although you don't know what the book was, but you know it's Gretchen Rubin. But you can expect lots of beautiful discoveries of books that we're uncovering. Also for me, I think I'd love to make it easier. You know, I'm a avid podcast listener myself. And often when I'm listening to a podcast, it's difficult to kind of connect and talk back to the host. Obviously, I mean, I could, but then my kids would think I'm crazy. I'd love to make it easier for listeners to connect with us. So I'm just putting that on the radar for now. If you've got any good ideas, it could be as simple as like, we leave an email address and you can just drop us an email. Because also like interacting on social media is great and well, but then sometimes you do get distracted on the socials. But of course, in the meantime, you can get in touch with us. We are on each of our own social media channels. You can connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear if there's anything that stands out for you that you've walked away with from a Two Booked Up episode in the last year. Oh my goodness, we'd love to hear about that. And just generally continue the conversation that we've had here. So whatever you have to ask us, fire away. Rowena, where can people connect with you?
You can find me at Rowena Mabbott on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn, and you can also visit rowenamabbott.com for information about my coaching services, the novels I've published, and all the resources I've got to support you in harnessing your strengths to live with more clarity and confidence. And Shelley, where can our listeners find you?
You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Shelley Tonkin-Smith over there. And you can learn more about my copywriting business. That's at shelleysmithcreative.com. And that's where you can also find all my resources on copywriting, on using AI tools effectively for your copywriting, on finding the right tech tools to use for your website and your online home. There's also, I will mention, a workshop and resource pack called Podcast Jumpstart. If you're now excited to start a podcast of your own. But really, if you're a service provider who needs that website of yours to do some heavy lifting in the sales and marketing department, because you are certainly not having the luxury of a typical 8-hour workday, well, then I've got you covered with lots of tools and resources over at shelleysmithcreative.com.
And of course, please remember to visit twobookedup.com for show notes with links to all the books we've mentioned and episodes, and to download the 24 for 2024 Reading Challenge PDF for free so you can play along with the rest of this year as we read more in 24. I'm Rowena Mabbott, grateful to be here with you for another season.
And I'm Shelley Tonkin-Smith, equally grateful. We'll see you in 2 weeks for another new episode of Two Booked Up.